Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Connors, and I welcome you to the May 16th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, Tim. I'm your wife, Becky Connors.
Hi, Becky.
Let's get started on the news you've been missing.
Something new's coming to town. As part of its goal to ensure access to high-speed internet in every home in Freeport, the Freeport City Council has approved easements for Surf Internet, a new internet provider for the city. Surf is planning to build out the Freeport utility right-of-ways with a fiber duct and internet system that will provide more competition in Freeport to enable options for lower cost and faster speed internet services. In order to build out the local system, the internet provider needs locations at three city-owned properties where the junction boxes will be placed. These locations are on Burchard Avenue in the Water Tower area, on Park Boulevard at Park and Laurel, and on Walnut Avenue. The service will be open to every address in town, and Surf Internet provides up to four different packages, along with options for low-income residents. Even with the necessity of underground installation, the new service could be half the cost of other internet providers in town while providing faster internet. The total build-out is anticipated to take about 2 years. Other internet options for Freeport residents include JC Wi-Fi, Frontier Internet, Arrow, and national cable providers like Comcast, also known as Xfinity, and satellite providers like Dish. Competition is nearly always good for consumers, so we're happy to welcome Surf Internet.
Congressman Eric Sorensen and the Department of Transportation are announcing $400,000 for the city of Freeport to study ways the community can increase traffic safety. The funding is being awarded by the DOT as part of its Safe Streets and Roads for All grant program, also known as SS4A, which helps communities across the nation address roadway safety. This grant program will allow the city of Freeport to conduct a study on ways to implement safety-specific infrastructure projects. As part of this round of funding to communities across the country, Freeport earned the second highest SS4A grant award in the state of Illinois. Sorensen said, "Bringing tax dollars back home to invest in infrastructure is one of the best ways we can make our neighborhoods safer and more sustainable. I'm proud to join the Department of Transportation to announce this critical investment in Freeport that will help the city improve its roads and protect drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians. We'll report more on this as plans are confirmed."
Will your child start kindergarten, sixth grade, or ninth grade this fall? As a reminder, they will need a school physical to register. So avoid the last-minute hassle and give their provider's office a call today. If you need to find a provider for your child, FHN can help you find one and have an appointment before you hang up the phone. Just call the FHN Physicians Referral Line at 815-599-7060, Monday through Thursday from 7 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., and Fridays from 7 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. That number again is 815-599-7060. Be sure to get your kids off to school in good health with these easy-to-schedule physicals.
The Freeport High School speech team members have outdone themselves with another award they received just last week, along with a regional championship, a top five sectional finish, and having four state speakers from the group. The team has been designated an IHSA all-academic team, recognizing their academic achievements outside of speech class with an unweighted GPA of 3.85 out of 4.0. This award certainly demonstrates the dedication and work ethic of this team, not only in competition, but also in the classroom. Congrats, Freeport High School speech team.
The spring cleanups continue. Spring cleaning remains in full swing in Freeport, with the city sponsoring an East Side Cleanup Day tomorrow, May 24th, from 8 o'clock a.m. to noon. This annual Community Cleanup Day is a great volunteer event for families, individuals, and service groups. This year's project area is located just south of Taylor Park, and volunteers should meet at the intersection of East Jackson Street and South Hancock Avenue. Cleanup materials such as garbage bags and gloves will be provided. Volunteers are encouraged to bring bug spray, boots, and hand wipes. To sign up, call Randy Kohlbauer at 815-396-3548. Signups are not required, but appreciated.
If you're looking for a rewarding, community-focused job, the Freeport Fire Department now is taking applications for new firefighters. Applicants must be between age 21 and 35, U.S. citizens, have a valid driver's license, and a high school diploma or GED. Starting pay is about $51,000. Applications will be taken until July 6th and can be found online at cityoffreeport.org.
Freeport Mayor Jody Miller recently swore in three new Freeport Police Department officers. They are Kyle Thompson, Mary Elise Sanchez, and Madeline Perez. The three new officers will report to the Sauk Valley Community College Police Academy, where they will be enrolled in the 16-week-long program. Training focuses on real-life simulations officers will face on the job. Deputy Chief Travis Davis said Sauk Valley is preferred due to its close location. We've included photos of the new officers in the script at our website. Congratulations and welcome to the Freeport Police Department.
Highland Community College has tons of terrific local students, but it also has 35 international student athletes this year. Jason Polanco is one of them. From Santiago, Dominican Republic, he plays shortstop on the Highland Cougars baseball team, the same position as his favorite all-time player, Jose Reyes, also a switch hitter, also from the Dominican Republic. He admires his coach, Chance Sharp, and has great memories from his 2 years at HCC. He looks back on the first game of this year, played at Roan Community College in Harriman, Tennessee, as a special moment. I hit two home runs and had eight RBIs, including a grand slam to help us win the game. It was exciting, he shares. Highland's baseball team finished the season with a record of 24 wins and 25 losses, with a 12-3 record at home. They completed Region 4 postseason tournament play with a loss on Saturday. Jason says his dream is, and I quote him here, baseball always. He's played since age 6 and was thrilled to get the opportunity to come to Highland. Enthusiastic about the school and the Freeport community, he says, I love Highland. It feels like a second home to me now. Of course, I miss my family, my dad, mom, and brothers, but I like the quiet and peaceful town, and I will always remember the people here, especially Rhonda Perry, who was like a second mom to me. His favorite class at Highland was speech, which he credits for helping him hone his English skills. His favorite new American food? The Chipotle Bowl, which I love too. Of course, there are things Jason misses about the Dominican Republic. Fried plantains among them, which he will enjoy when he visits home this summer. When he returns to the United States, he will transfer to his new college, Faulkner University in Alabama, as required by his visa. I wish I could stay here longer, he says. It's very sad to leave, but I plan to come visit and am excited to keep on following my dream. Stay tuned to FreePod for conversations with other international athletes from HCC.
It's time for the Stevenson County Historical Society plant sale. If you have some corners of your yard that could use a little sprucing up, be sure to head to the annual perennial plant sale at the Stevenson County Historical Society Museum today, tomorrow, or Saturday, May 16th, 17th, or 18th. That's today, tomorrow, and Saturday on the grounds of the museum at 1440 South Carroll Avenue in Freeport. Hours are 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock today and tomorrow, and 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock Saturday. Perennial plants are those that come back every spring, so you don't need to plant again every year. And the sale will offer a wide variety that thrive in both sun and shade, as well as native plants. A wide variety of succulent plants will also be available. all plants are locally grown. In other spring planting news, we'll have a story yet this month on what to safely plant if you have children or dogs playing outside at your home. Some plants are dangerous, and others can be downright poisonous. So if you have kids or dogs, you want to be listening, especially you, Charlie B. Connors. Bring your gardening thoughts to the sale and see you at the Historical Society Museum.
We are excited to announce that beginning in the next week or two, we'll be adding a talk show style interview program to FreePod's lineup. We'll have three hosts doing interviews that will air Tuesdays at noon, in addition to our regular newscast pod on Thursdays. Topics will be quite varied and include stories with broad appeal. There'll only be a couple of stories each week, but this additional format will allow our interviewers to spend more time on their stories to explore them in more detail.
To give you a sneak preview of what lies ahead, I have an exclusive interview with Delbert Bunker, who is a partner in the new Beefaroo restaurant that's coming to Freeport. Groundbreaking for the new Beefaroo is this Friday at 10 a.m. Becky and I will be creating interviews, positive content, and also some interesting tidbits in a new podcast called Tim Beck 2, and that starts in June.
We're including this first interview as part of our Thursday podcast this week to give you an example of what these interviews will be like. We're sure you'll enjoy them as much as we enjoy broadcasting them. Here's the sneak preview.
I'm here with Delbert Bunker, a part of the managing marketing group that's bringing Beefaroo into Freeport. And Delbert, why is Beefaroo going to be so successful here in Freeport?
Well, it's going to be another great opportunity for people to choose a healthy lunch, dinner. It's another opportunity for all the other local restaurants to have another option. And options are always great. We have great restaurants here in Freeport and great places to choose to eat. It's just going to be another viable option for our residents.
So when is Beefaroo going to start building in town?
Well, I'm excited to announce it. It's going to break ground in the next couple weeks, and we're looking forward to that first time the shovel breaks into the ground.
When do you think, weather permitting and everything, when do you think Beefaroo is going to be available to Freeport?
Well, if the stars align and Mother Nature's great to us, I think we could probably expect it at the latest in August.
Wow.
It would be great if we could have had it for that summer traffic, but I think optimistically August, end of July.
Well, I'm not going to ask for an exact date because I want to get my tent ready to go so I can sleep the night before so I can be first in line. But so it's not going to be storage containers, is it?
No, that was the option that the model that Beefaroo is marketing across the country. We did look into it. Some of our managing partners have a great experience in these projects, and we have decided to stick build that. And so we're very excited that we'll have a local contractor helping with that and in charge of GC in that project.
So that's basically brick mortar. That's the whole nine yards.
Bricks and mortar. Yes. So it's going to be a beautiful little facility.
And where is it going to be located?
It's going to be on the south side of Freeport. In front of the Meadows Shopping Mall, and in cooperation with Mr. Victor Maiden, who's been wonderful to work with, we'll be right there in his property.
So it's going to be a drive-through with outdoor seating. How is that a positive?
Well, the positive for one thing is efficiency. Be really good at what you're good at. And with in the fast food industry, I believe, especially in the last couple of years, being efficient and getting food quality right and moving orders along. The best way to do that is through the drive-thru. The employees will be very efficient, hopefully, at that part of their job.
So I can sit outside of Beefaroo, watch the puppy dogs play in that little pen area there and enjoy my favorite sandwiches and French fries in an outdoor setting here in Freeport.
You can get your olive burger, your chocolate shake, your salad.
Full menu.
Full menu. Not going to start with breakfast, but that it will be determined later. Again, be great at what you're supposed to be great at. So you'll be able to do that right by the dog park, and it'll be awesome.
Well, Delbert, thank you so much. Thank you so much for bringing something new and exciting into Freeport. We appreciate it so much. And I will see everybody at Beefaroo this August.
Well, we thank you, and we're looking forward to offering this to the community. The group that's behind this is very positive for Freeport, and we're happy and excited to be bringing it to Freeport.
Thank you, Delbert.
As we close, we're reminding everyone of the Workforce Connection Job Fair on May 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club of Freeport and Stevenson County at 511 South Liberty Avenue in Freeport. This is an opportunity to meet in person with a variety of local employers looking for both summer and full-time staff. On-site interviews will be available, so if you or someone you know is looking for work, bring plenty of resumes and dress for success.
With that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more.
As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod.
Again, I'm Tim Connors, here with my wife, Becky Connors, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing.
Thank you for listening.